Unit 8. Why parents should let their kids play video games.
Who here is a fan of video games? Well, we are in a high school, so I presume many of us would be. I am too, and have been since I was a very little kid in elementary school. I fell in love with Pokemon Platinum and Mario Kart. In middle school, my best friend was Minecraft. In those years, I considered my biggest accomplishments to be finally catching my first shiny Pokemon or crafting my first enchanted diamond sword. The summer before I entered high school, I had just moved here to California. Before then, I grew up on an American Army base located in Seoul, South Korea, so moving here, I had a lot of adjusting to do, primarily to make new friends and keep up with minor schoolwork. Whenever my parents would give me advice, there was one thing that they never failed to mention: stop playing video games. I would ask why, and they always said the exact same three things. Playing video games won't help you make friends, it won't help with schoolwork, and it definitely won't help you get into college. Today, I stand here to talk about the rise in competitive esports in the gaming community and why both we and our parents should have more respect for them. My name is Avery Yoon. I'm an international baccalaureate and a computer science student here at Valanche High School. And more importantly, I'm a varsity player and a founding member of our school's competitive Overwatch team as part of our larger esports club. The first of many arguments I'm going to contest is the claim that video games aren't social, that they inhibit friendships or social interactions. I want to talk a little bit about how video games have influenced my social life in a positive way. Growing up on an army base, I was always surrounded by a lot of military brats, meaning I'd meet friends and they'd always leave me a year or two later. No matter how strong our friendships were, they'd eventually wither away as we were in new places with new people. The only friendships I was ever able to maintain were actually the ones I'd maintained through games, because no matter where we were in the world, Belgium, Japan, Germany, Virginia, California, we'd all be able to get our computers, Skype each other, and play video games together like Minecraft for hours on end, because even if we were in new places and maybe didn't particularly have that much to talk about, we could at least play some Minecraft together. In a collection of surveys conducted by Pew Research Center, recently, it was found that 83% of American teen gamers play with their friends in the same room, and 76% play with friends whom they are connected to over the internet. Personally, I find it much more enjoyable when I play video games with my friends, so it's no surprise to me that 89% of said teen gamers play video games with friends. 36% make new friends while playing video games, and 23% play games with their friends on a daily basis. So despite what many of us may believe, video games can actually promote stronger relationships. In fact, it's the social aspect of video games and the way in which new technology allows us to communicate with people over the internet that have been huge factors that have led to the astonishing increase in the gaming community in recent years. In 2018, the League of Legends World Championships in Shanghai, which is essentially the Super Bowl for League of Legends nerds, had a peak viewership of over 200 million viewers. To compare, the Super Bowl of 2018 only had a little over 100 million, and furthermore, in 2019, the League of Legends Pro League competition in China signed a four-year sponsorship deal with none other than Nike, proving once more how much the industry is booming and how fast it is growing. Collegiate esports only began in 2014, and now there are over 120 universities that have their own collegiate esports programs. Unlike traditional sports communities, which are often divided by things like gender or nationality, the video game community is incredibly inclusive and diverse. For example, Gaguri is the name of a South Korean Overwatch player who plays for a competitive team called the Shanghai Dragons Giger 2. Gaguri is one of the greatest Overwatch players of all time and is a household name for anybody who watches this competitive Overwatch ball. Gaguri also happens to be female. Unlike women in traditional sports, Gaguri plays alongside men. She is judged solely based on her skill, and she's great. Even in our own high school esports club, our membership is incredibly diverse. We have freshmen and we have seniors. We have boys, we have girls, we have Koreans, we have Hispanics. To us, the only prerequisite to belonging to our community is a love for games. So the video game community can be as inclusive, as large, and as influential to each member as any professional sports league. Why is it that many of us fail to recognize it as such? Well, that's simply because a lot of us don't really understand video games like we do traditional sports.